Welcome to March, which is officially National Nutrition Month. The theme for the month is Fuel for the Future. We want to make sure that people are understanding the nutrients that are found in their foods. And during workshops this month, we're going to describe what a food nutrient dense is. What makes a food nutrient dense? We're going to explain ways that you can make sure that you are fueling your body with the right foods while doing so on a limited budget, because we understand that finances are tight. So we're going to talk about the different food groups, but we're going to keep all of that in mind, making sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck, that you're doing things to stay nourished and to save money. We also want to provide you with just some help tips for the month overall. So first and foremost, we want to make sure that if you are eating out on the run, you know, a lot of Americans eat out a lot. People are looking for fast and easy, but also foods that taste good and fit within a busy lifestyle. Whether it's carry out, you're going to a food court or some kind of office cafeteria, a sit-down restaurant, there are smarter choices everywhere. So we want to give you some tips to help you eat healthy when you're ordering out. One of the first things that you can do is to think ahead. Plan where you're going to eat. Consider your different meal options that are available and look for places that have a wide range of menu items. So it's not that you're just eating out that's the problem. It's you're not choosing the best place. And sometimes there are places that have healthier options more so than other places, where pretty much everything you get there is going to be high fat, high grease, high calorie foods. When you do get to a restaurant, take time to look over the menu. Don't just always get something because that's what you always get. Make careful selections because certain restaurants have even special sections for healthier choices. Review and compare nutrition information if it's available. Even on some of the fast food places, they have that information, whether it's up on the screen, it'll tell you how many calories are in those things. If not, then look at the menu items and look for the keywords, something that is, you know, grilled or roasted or steamed or even baked. Menu terms that usually mean a food is higher in saturated fat and calories are going to include words such as batter fried, pan fried, buttered, creamed, crispy, or breaded. If you are going to get those options, then at least try to choose foods from that area only occasionally or at least smaller portions. Think about your food choices over the entire day. So if you know you're going to go out to eat for lunch, then have a healthier breakfast or a plan for a healthier dinner. Hold off on all those extras, the breads and the chips and stuff, before you even get your meals. Limit the amount of alcohol or even sugar sweetened beverages that you're drinking, because that can provide calories without any nutrients whatsoever. It could be that you need to make sure you're ordering the regular or even child-sized portions. Oftentimes, even when you go out to a fast food, they're like, do you want to large that? Or they give you a large drink because that's what comes with it, when you can just say, I want to get a medium drink or even a smaller drink. Begin with a soup or salad as a way to make sure you're getting more vegetables at mealtime. Follow it up with a light main course. Or choose a salad with maybe grilled chicken or seafood as your main course. It's okay to make special requests, but just try to keep them simple. You could ask for a baked potato or a side salad in place of French fries, or say you don't want any mayonnaise or bacon on your sandwich, get the sauces served on the side. Split your order. Share it with someone. It'll not only help you save calories, but it'll help you save money too. Or take some of it home. Make sure you have a place that you can refrigerate your leftovers, or that you don't go to places such as those eat-in places that have the buffets or the specials or unlimited this or unlimited that, because it's really hard to follow those recommended portion size. If you do go to a buffet, because we have some great places for that, fill up on those salads and those vegetables first. Use smaller plates to encourage smaller portions. If you're going to eat something like a pizza, make sure you've got veggie toppings instead of, you know, three different types of meat on it there. If you need to get a dessert, order a small portion or share with someone else. Boost the nutrition in all of your sandwiches by adding, making sure you're adding those tomatoes, lettuce, peppers, or other vegetables, or even just get a vegetarian sandwich is perfectly there. So there's all different kinds of things to help you while you're eating out. Just being mindful of those portion sizes, being mindful of your sugar sweetened beverages, and just try to plan ahead as best as you can. This has been your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.